The Finger Lakes are buzzing these days with the debate on hydrofracking, and many communities want it banned. Skaneateles, though, is not decided, and last night's public forum gave people like Claire Howard a chance to speak their minds.
But how can you buy or sell the sky, the land? The idea is strange to us.
When you think of Skaneateles Lake, chances are drinking water isn't the first thing that comes to mind. But the fact is, Syracuse and many other surrounding towns depend on it, which is one reason that last night's public forum in Skaneateles debating a possible ban on hydraulic fracturing had people lining up at the town hall to give the board a piece of their mind.
Maybe it's your basement. Maybe it's underneath your kid's playground. Maybe it's your drinking well. Maybe it's Skaneateles Lake. That can have an impact. How long does it take? Well, the jury's out.
That's David Walker, just one of many Skaneateles residents that came out to speak their minds Thursday night.
I think this is one of the most important issues that has ever faced our community and our state and our country.
And that's Claire Howard.
It could all go down the tubes. We pollute our environment and we don't have anything left. We have nothing left. We might as well move to the moon.
Since the state of New York is still looking into the issue, no fracking can happen right now. Just one person at the forum was against the ban, while everyone else was concerned not just about the drinking water, but about the possibility of tarnishing a community by way of a cherished lake. For WRVO News, I'm Matt Johnston.